PublicBroadcastingNetwork.org, and it's July 23rd, 2017. This is a three-hour live program, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443, and my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. We've been on air for close to 10 years, and of course we had the opening national stage expose of the chemicals and sterilants in the drinking water to decrease the population, which had been going on for 35 to 40 years of human research by the U.S. government. It was placed there by the EPA and the water disposal plants. And at that time, there was not much social consciousness about the water. And, of course, the United Nations now, well, they have for several years called me a water guru. And, of course, to them, that's, you know, they keep reminding of their crimes against humanity. And one of the things that, which are real. When I first started, I put out the legal principle of the grand jury of science and technology. For people who make decisions in the world and they have serious human consequences to the genome and to the brain and to the environment itself, which pales by comparison to what talks are about genetically modified foods. But foods have been modified since the Second World War. And of course, then there were more obvious contaminants that people would talk about. Now we're in our third generation of humans on the planet, and 85% human mutations have been determined. We have the transhuman being developed in our breeding of humans. Most species are endangered, and we'll be talking about that today. I've talked about the food banks and the biobanks. I started talking about that about 6.5 years ago, and I had religious people attack me because I was talking about saving of the seeds and human tissue. That was 6.5 years ago. I've kept at it ever since. Of course, that was built into the death panel of Obamacare, which is has to be repealed by two-thirds of the House and two-thirds of the Senate. And it had to be done by February 1st and 2017, and it wasn't done. And of course, the present discussion of health care is not health care. This is a system of, the public doesn't realize that most decisions are made by physicians, diagnostic codes for the future artificial intelligence in medicine. All that's made by a separate group. Of course, the Obama, President Obama set it up that you can have 13 people from the street be on the death panel independent payment advisory board. And so that being said, our determination of who lives and dies within the system has now reached the level that you can now fortify or with the concept of peer review has gone out the window. The Constitution's gone out the window. And we live in a whole new world. And so that lays the foundation for only one or two sentences I'm going to make to begin the formation of the show. Now, if you remember, for those of you that have been with me a long time, you know that we talk about several disciplines on our program. Because they're interconnected, and biology's interconnected with wood chemistry, which is connected to human surgery, which is connected to brain neuron displacement, and all these things are formation in terms of what people learn, and interconnect. I'm a consultant on the Brain Project in five countries. And my bio is there on the homepage of RVN. And of course, you have chloramine causes cell damage, which is on the homepage of RVN. And it sets the stage for the cornerstone of viruses and contaminants that are in the water that are working constantly. And many of those go into the air. They can go up to 300 miles from the air. So, if you remember when I presented about the geoengineering policies of in New Mexico, this was about 2.5 months ago, I believe I started to talk about it, in terms of using diamond dust and other forms of chemicals, which are quite lengthy, in order to determine geoengineering is a process of formation of things. Formation of things are have to do with changing the environment in such to under the flag of climate change. And the idea is to keep certain forms of ultraviolet rays in the ionosphere in a different formation, particularly from the water vapor. Now, water vapor has now been declared by the government of this country and was part of the Paris Agreement, which is another reason why President Trump got out of it. Water vapor has been determined as a greenhouse gas. And when I was talking about geoengineering, you thought that might just been a basic experiment. Well, it had been going on for some time, but in the full-scale first pilot of a program of geoengineering in New Mexico, which makes New Mexico an actual vortex of living hell for weather modification. Of course, that's going to affect the plants. That's going to work. Process of it. Of course, the government's been studying the sand for a long time in New Mexico. And in fact, several acts of Congress have made it that the sand has a, you can't walk on the sand, determination of it because of the new form of bacteria, which many of those bacteria have been found on other planets. So that being said, there are now other states and that are taking up and have put into their legislation geoengineering. Rhode Island. I knew about Rhode Island, but never talked about it. But a confident listener let me know that House Bill 6011 in New Rhode Island is for the geoengineering of their state. And if you, this geoengineering is not something that you'll be seeing by and let the world go by. This is war with your own country in terms of ideology and who lives and dies, and the modification of the environment, the chemicals used, how they're used in the air, and where it is happening in terms of another aspect of things. And, of course, you have Al Gore with his new film, An Inconvenient Sequel, Truth to Power. That's the name of his film. And he's promoting the formation of a change of the climate via various forms of chemical additives, and the fact that human beings are part of the fulcrum of who makes the decisions one way or the other in terms of how the world is to proceed. And so that lays the framework for the expose of this. We're talking about something here that is so awesome and world life changing, what I'm presenting today, and I do every one of my shows, but today this is, remember the old story? They're out to kill you. And last week I was talking about the concept of global warming as a derangement syndrome. It's actually going to be involved in the Standard Industrial Code, and which are codes for occupations and concepts and this force of this. And the also the diagnostic codes for the syndrome, if you go against the government, you will be considered mentally off just a bit, and diagnosed in your medical record, so forth. And that's the facts. Now, the release of the analysis of 80 graphs from 58 new 2007 papers invalidate the claims of these unprecedented global-scale modern warmings. It's being given by MIT in their report and the EPA in their report. And and as they're stating that in the report of climate change itself, that it, quote, it's impossible to conclude from the three published GAST, which are the global average surface temperature sets in the recent years, have been the warmest ever, despite the claims of record-setting warming. And the global average temperature that are used to force everyone to surrender their right. In other words, you must, this eliminates, the Constitution doesn't count anymore. It hasn't counted for, I've measured it out solid, I would say in the past 6 years, I've talked about the Constitution and its format, but in the past 2 months, there isn't any abrogation to the Constitution of the United States. They changed the patent law to take away the first to file and the first to invent to change it, that it's the first to file now rather than the first to invent, destroy Thomas Jefferson's concept of patent law. That was the first act that President Obama had. That was, he'd received the Nobel Prize. No one mentioned about what the Nobel Prize is about, but I believe it is for his travels to talk about America. That's my private view. And And of course, I vehemently disagree with that act, and not only that the President Obama did, and also the idea of declaring somebody mentally ill just because they disagree with the present policies of the global warming, which is going to be called global warming derangement syndrome. And psychiatrists and psychologists are going to have to reshuffle that in terms to make it come out to their way. These graphs are clear. They're from all over the world, and they cover spans of 50 years apiece, and they're showing the warming system of the Earth bouncing in that 1 degree centigrade concept. And of course, it goes back 150,000 years. And so that is on the table. The geoengineering of the Earth and people are the core of what I want to place in the grand jury of science and technology. Who makes these decisions? How does it completely work? Where, if you have a congressman or someone else who's making those decisions, how does that work? How do you develop that concept of this? And Al Gore believes the United States will play a key role in leading the fight against climate change. And, of course, the idea that President Trump decided to get out of the Paris Accord on climate change is one place. In fact, the other European countries in that complex, I say, well, we're going to have our own deal. Well, climate change is nothing more than an economic platform, and that platform has its basic limitations. And how, if you had a cap and trade system, which is what this is all about, is to make money on gases as really trades. For instance, if you had a cap on a greenhouse gas that was enacted in 2013, it'll drop each year by 2 to 3% through the year 2020. So then you have these are the industries that have to have a permit, you see, so which is known as an allowance. And for every ton of carbon dioxide or greenhouse gases where they emit, they have to have the allowance. So as the cap goes down for the emissions, the companies decide each year how they'll get enough allowance to cover their emissions, so they operate more efficiency. A lot of these, the states and the government make money by holding these electronic auctions for four times a year to distribute that pollution allowance. So at first you see they were 90% of that allowance was given away free, and then a 10% auction for sale. So by the year 2020, 50% of the emissions will be auctioned. Now, foreign countries can buy a cap in their country against the process as long as they blame humans for it. That's the key point. So the cap and trade is protecting them. See, this is to protect against future court actions. So these challenges will require two-thirds vote in any legislature in the state where you are. So if you have geoengineering, you see, of the weather and of what you breathe and what you drink, and also the pipes. This is all part of Agenda 21. This is all part of Agenda 2020. And this is also all a part of Agenda 2030 of the United Nations. So what I'm leaving you with on the first 20 minutes of my first hour is that the world as it stands legally has been taken over by the United Nations as of a week ago formally. They told you they were going to do it. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
This is Other Pathways, and so that we really understand each other a little bit. We're not talking about geoengineering from the standpoint of a basic experiment. That's beyond experiment that I'm bringing to the table. The whole idea of this is expressed, it's actually changing what humans are about. And a good example of how this has snuck up in the cap and trade is separate. You might think so until you get involved in the duty to die and euthanasia. A good example of this is the British baby who has a mitochondrial genetic aberration, and I think it's called the Baby Charlie. It's in Britain, and the idea that parents want to bring it to the United States, but for treatment. But of course, the treatment's very spurious. And the same thing for glioblastomas, which just come up with Senator McCain. And I worked on glioblastomas in 2013 on because I was setting up the some clinical trials. But the whole thing comes down to the idea that the duty to die is no longer in your hands in terms of this, because the United Nations 2020 has placed in the geoengineering of the atmosphere and what you eat and what you drink, and to say, well, the water vapor as a gaseous phase of water is within the hydrosphere above the Earth, and the water itself, the vapor, is invisible. So it has different ultraviolet refractive actions, and the idea is that it's in the solar system, and the determination of the sun's activity forms in different kinetic energy. And the government is saying that they have jurisdiction of that because it's a greenhouse gas, because it converts to a gas, but it's not the gas that you think. It only converts into another surface. See, so what they're doing in the surface of the formation of the clouds is formed by a condensed water vapor. So if you have the reason they're making such a conceptual idea of the term of owning that vapor, they have a handle on what is called the extraterrestrial water vapor in the solar system itself. And water vapor has been confined and confirmed outside the solar system, has been detected by, you know, various forms of spectrographic analysis. Now, if you were to go to a clinical laboratory, let's say you take a creatinine test for determination of your function of your kidney, just as an example. There are formations of different metals that are in your body, but they're the same ones that you find in meteorites. We are part of the solar system chemically. We have all the chemicals, even strontium, and the form of this. Even your brain, in terms of your blood-brain barrier, has a formation of thorium, which is a radioactive material naturally in the body, as an example. And creatinine breakdown, breaking down to urea, which is into the form of combinations with endocrine disruptors, which now the government is forced to see if they can be tested a different way or taken out of the toilet water. So the toilet to table to tap was a phrase that I just kind of spewed out 10 years ago and formed a whole concept about how the real world clinical medical testing should be on the human body. And then, of course, the governments took it to tap, and they tied it in to the atmosphere. Well, the United Nations took that over. They've been working on it for years. They're very happy about it, that they've taken over the world's water vapor systems. They've already said, and the reason we have these other metals in there, they say, well, we're part of the cosmology, and so the United Nations takes over our identity. And that's the truth. See you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443, and welcome aboard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this.
I wasn't going to get to this until the second hour. But I'm going to do it. Aside from geoengineering of the Earth, but particularly the United States, and think about this. Congress and all aspects of this are involved in making these decisions. Think about that. The guy that's in the local service club, or the woman in the local service club, they're in Congress, or they're in legislature, they're legislating this. Keep in mind, if you equated geoengineering with an economic facet, then you would have answers to climate change and the economics of it. It's all an economic scheme. And I can validate that. That would take another show, but I'm prepared for what is to be said. I wonder how, and I've talked about it, I'm regressing, but why would anyone want to put Sterling's in the drinking water under the guise of taking care of Cryptosporidium or Giardia lambia, which is liver fluke, and call it a day? Why would they take chloramine, which had an MSDS sheet years ago with a skull and crossbones on it? I come on air, German government goes to the Wall Street Journal, we're not going to touch you, America. You know, I don't want the legal liability, then Nestle said. But what he did, he took over America with front companies for drilling the water for just a few $100 a month. And the government gave him that deal. He gave him the right to go on Indian reservations. No problem. Drill the water, sell it. Who gave the right to the death panel under the guise of taking care of Medicaid patients and set up the quantitations of your, how much you were worth? That's the real world, folks. Well, I'm going to give you a structure. And I used to say on the Parker Pathway years ago that the corruption between the city councils was such where the United Nations had a representative on the city councils. I remember, and they do. And I remember the labor unions. I remember, you know, interviewing the son of one of the biggest labor leaders of the AFL-CIO. That was years ago. I had him on air. A good interview. And it was the beginning structure of what I was talking about, the corruption. I used to talk about the amount of greed in the United States from the water labor people, the underpayments of the things of the facets of having the equipment, cities selling their soul just to get a new fire truck and give away their water to Van Nestle. All those things are two stories. Went through them in America. You know, right now, 1/8 of our water supply is owned by China. Well, I'm prolonging what I was going to disclose. But you see, what's happened is that there is a document that was signed. It's called the Draft International Covenant on Environment and Development. The anagram is DICED, DICED. The draft covenant is an environmental constitutional government. And this covenant was presented to the United Nations in 1995. On the occasion, it was at that time, the United Nations was had been in existence for 50th year. It was a global treaty, and the first voice of this is the covenant is based on the signing on September 22nd, 2010, to control all the development tied to the environment, to take over all laws of all human activity. Now, the covenant is signed by 121 people, and I had a little talk with my producer, and he asked me a basic question, how many people run the earth? Of course, at that time, there were 23. There are now 18. The covenant's 79 articles. Covered 242 pages. I have those pages, and they're describing Agenda 21 and transforming the global law. And this global law, as of Monday, supersedes all constitutions, including the United States Constitution. It supersedes all signatory nations, including the United States. And this is the implementation of the geoengineering of humans, the development of nature, the International Council of Environmental Law in Bonn, Germany, the International Union for the Conservation of Nature with offices in Glan, Switzerland. That's where Watson, the computer, is located. They have a new computer there. I've talked about the formation of artificial intelligence, which are not in digits, but they're in fluid. Remember, I keep talking. I've talked about it many times. I've been on the air for the past 3 years. I keep telling you about it. The formation of DNA in a water molecule. The best you can do is run off and hide under a tree, get a cup of coffee, and think there's nothing going on. You know, when you go, I'm a knowledge engineer, and that's a designation that was given to me by Uncle Sam years ago. In those days, a knowledge engineer created news. And, of course, mine turned into, it was in science, in the process, and in medicine. There were new surgical procedures at that time, and I can remember what you might take for granted now as a suture. Of course, now sutures have changed. They now have nanoparticles in them that have that are actually computer chips into the suture. You have laser beams that can now transform your heart muscle into a term to create a second heart within your body. You have the dormation of the formation of a new brain that can be communicated with animals. And, of course, I remember the discussion with the labor people on my show. I called them crooks right on my program. Of course, you know why? They took it from me because they knew that I knew. I had the disciplines within the different disciplines. They knew that I knew. I wasn't out to show my tether, you know, or be some big guy on the block, just on a radio station, trying to work it out for a new medicine. And you know what my aim was and still is? It's the development of innovation. In that conversation with one of the top labor leaders in the world, there was a discussion of animal courts. And animal courts had already started. United States Circuit of Appeals in San Francisco heard arguments last week about Naruto, which is the monkey. Now, Naruto, of course, is a very intelligent beyond monkey. It's formation of a orangutan species. He took his picture, which you would normally call a selfie. And the idea here is that the San Francisco Circuit of Appeals heard the arguments of whether an animal can hold a copyright to a selfie photo. Now, you might think that this case is just an abstract case or just something that you can have a good laugh about. No. You know, you're going to have movies coming out in the next week. They've already started to come out on the new Planet of the Apes films. And there's some sequences in there that already talk about this. And the federal judges, of course, they just laughed. You know, you get people in there, you get some wise jock who's going to law school, and that's exactly what happened in the court. You know, And I always, you know, times haven't changed. I can remember at Stanford Law School, they had a thing. Those were the days when you could go to law school and medical school at the same time. But I remember those kind of jocks in term. They used to criticize me because I didn't. I was on a stipend. I was one of the few people that was awarded scholarship. Didn't have money to have good shoes, and I remember the jocks used to criticize me then. Nothing's really changed. Same thing argument came in with the monkey-see-monkey-sue concept of Narua. Now, Narua is a male macaw, and he snapped these selfies in 2011, and the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals sued Slater and the San Francisco self-publishing company called Blurb. And they published a book called Wildlife Personalities, and this includes the monkey selfies. And they sued for copyright infringement. Now, the idea of the determinant of worth on this case turns out to be hinging on the word authorship. Now, the reason that's important is because the animal courts were formed 12 years ago, and the formation on this on the draft of the International Covenant on Environment and Development give animals same human rights in their courts. Now, the reason this is also important is the fact that as we stand now in the advancement of 3D printing of cartilage, the cartilage is used in human surgery, and in terms of this, the biophysics of animal cartilage and tissues, particularly in pigs and macaws and the rest of it, is very important for advanced surgery because a human being is dying on this earth. We have no concept that it turned out of a stem cell code to be able to replenish most of the human genetic code system. That's why personalized medicine is coming in. So on Monday, the United Nations took over personalized medicine on the earth in their geoengineering system, because the geoengineering is going to change AD16 gene, 672 gene, BRCA2 gene, the formation of what's called the folic acid system will be, they always, if you change the folic acid system in the geoengineering, you can change the brain neuron system within the circulatory system. So Naruto, as the formation of hearing the plans, the PETA, who was a general counsel, and the Federal Circuit argued that they wanted to use the money from the forest to protect monkey habitats and help people study monkeys. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's the idea that the federal judge said, well, Naruto made a tactical mistake. He told the government attorney because he hasn't appeared in court. The idea that he hadn't appeared in the federal court, of course, will be one of the basic arguments, the fact he didn't appear in his own animal court. There is where the animal can become the judge. Now, you might think that this is just abstract, but before these 3 hours are up on Parker Pathways, every one of my shows garner from around the world. I don't care what RBN says about how many people listen to their station and how we operate or anything like that. If I did that, I would have been gone out of here a long time ago, you know, on my own volition. You talk about knowledge. One of the things that you're talking about, you need to look at worlds in a different way, in my opinion. Do you challenge the concept of free will versus destiny in order to make your head change to understand you are under attack medically, geoengineering-wise, law-wise? Just take a look at the United States Congress. Just common sense. Why would you have senators and House Representative people arguing over the conceptual idea of, well, you know, we got premiums are too high, people can't get care, and the whole process? Yes, we know that. But the big 800-pound gorilla in the room, there are two of them. One is your human life that's being determined by a separate entity, in terms of the death panel. And number two, the tort reform system. You see, that was the point of the animal court, was the idea to determine that animals can make judgments on humans or defend themselves. To get back to DICE, the draft of the International Covenant on Environment and Development. Now, the federal agencies are members of the International Union for the Conservation of Nature. It's called the IUCN, and that includes animals. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443, and thank you for being with us.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Nutri-Medical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Now, all city councils in the United States of America have a representative now from the United Nations. They pay them to be on their councils or to be advising them, and it's been that way for several years. City councils are required to sign the draft of the International Covenant on Environment and Development. Many of them have already signed. I think most of the city councils in the United States of America have signed. Article 5 of the covenant requires and refers to equity and justice, which are really code words for socialism and communism. As of Monday, that was formalized. It's been communism and socialism for some time. Even Time magazine had a cover several years ago and said we're all socialists now. Well, the public may have caught, or maybe they caught it and they let it go right over their head, but Time magazine did not hide 7 years ago the fact that the first formation and the signing of the covenant with the United Nations for the control of the world and your body, and by the way, your blood supply, a blood bank, now belongs to the United Nations. And when I came out on air on Parker Pathways, expose the concept of the water and the development of it, because water is necessary in the 96% formation of the Krebs cycle in your liver, and also into the process of the base formation of your brain. You can take all the vitamins in the world. It's not going to do you any good if you do not have the understanding of the new kinds of tests that the human body needs to be tested for when you have a particular malady. This is why I come back to free will or destiny. A formation, do you feel that you have a destiny in terms of what your soul is like? I'm asking a very important question. You might think that that's a formation of an academic question, but it's not. You see, I'll come back to this on later in the show. And this thing, but you see, the New York Times does a Q&A of about 3,000 people within their model, and asks them a question. It says, "What do you believe?" The question of last week was, because they knew that the covenant was going to be signed. This covenant rules the earth. Geoengineering, medicine, environment, and the World Bank, which is why Hillary wanted the World Bank way back as her price with President Clinton. And everybody says, well, you know, the money. No, the money is what she wanted, but she wanted control of the earth. You do it through the World Bank. Question by the New York Times. Do you believe human beings have souls? 49% of 3,000 people said yes. 28 said no. 23 said they did not know. That was one of the most important questions that's been considered in the history of our present earth. That question is the way they put it. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443 for the second of a 3-hour live program. And we're just getting started to your new reality. We'll see you on the next live hour of Parker Pathways in just a few minutes.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.